July 8th, 2014. Guns shoot, and the bullets tear the sun rays sharply. The children fall on the sand, soundlessly and innocently. The beach hears no laughters of children anymore. Gaza is under attack. Over 150 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, including children, and thousands wounded at the hands of Zionism since last Tuesday. While Palestinians are dying, Stephen Harper has once again announced his unconditional support of Zionism, and MPs from across the Canadian political spectrum have been silent and complicit as the massacre continues. The last protest had over 500 people attending. SPHRUBC is hosting a second protest this Saturday, July 19th at 2 p.m. at Vancouver Art Gallery, 750 Hornby Street, Vancouver, on Anstey-the-Cove Salish lands. Join us in Vancouver to stand in solidarity, to chant and rally together and break the silence and the deception being put forward by our mainstream media. SPHR Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights at UBC is hosting this Saturday, July 19th at 2 p.m. in front of Vancouver Art Gallery downtown, a Vancouver emergency protest for Gaza Palestinian people. And continually, there is a public forum, The World Stands with Palestine, and the Palestine struggles against Zionism and for self-determination this Tuesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. at Joe's Cafe. Joe's Cafe is located at 1150 Commercial Drive at Williams Street in Vancouver. Including multimedia speakers and discussion by MAWO, Mobilization Against War and Occupation. For more information, visit www.sphr.org or look for SPHR UBC Facebook. To follow up with the news, go to www.presstv.com. Press TV is the online live news channel which tells you the other sides of story and the realities that have been covered up and censored in our Western mainstream media.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
hope you find your way.
Welcome, welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm your host, Fleur Cooper. I'm with you for the next hour and a half, bringing you a bunch of delicious tracks with lots of fun music and some social justice messages in there as well. That's kind of the theme here at Are You Aware? If you've not heard of this show before, we're every second Thursday, this time slot, and we being the royal we, Are You Aware focuses on music that has a positive social justice message, or I decide the music and I try and find some philanthropic work that the artist has done, and this is all and sort of highlighted on the show, and this is all in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to be involved in something that I talk about on the show, or something that you it's always been near and dear to your heart, but you haven't really just gotten off the couch to do it just quite yet. So the whole idea is to inspire you through music to get involved in your local community, your national community, or your international community doing something good for the world. Well, I have a great selection of music today, and that is the first song was an excellent example of the music I've got going for you guys for the next hour and a half. That was Times New Roman, and new, in case you want to look them up, spelled N-E-U-E. That song, that was their single Way, Way Down from a couple of years ago, around 2012 that was released, but still infectious, still fun, and still gets you up and moving, I hope. They actually, the duo, they're a duo, but they do tour with a nine-piece band sometimes, and with one guy on stage just controlling the live projected visuals from a laptop. So they're a whole, you know, the full deal. They've got band members as well as visual artists getting them involved. And when you find out how they got connected, you can understand why there's a whole visual aesthetic to go along with it. They are actually met at a screening of the animated science fiction film Scanner Darkly, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, had Keanu Reeves in it. I'm not sure, but I do remember seeing it. It was a very sort of interesting animated film, but very cool nonetheless. And their debut performance was actually commissioned by the Vancouver Art Gallery, which is pretty cool. The exhibit was called Crazy, the Delirious World of Anime, Comics, Video Games and Art. And the show had to be shut down early on account of the ruckus. So I love that. They've been involved in a bunch of festivals over the years, including North by Northeast, Rifflandia, Olio, CMW and Manifesto. So obviously there's two of them, but they also bring in a rotating cast of players and vocalists to really round out their sound. They've released a few albums and cassettes and a whole bunch of other things. So they've got three digital EPs, one 7-inch vinyl, one 12-inch remix, and an album-length cassette, which is packaged in a working Walkman, which is pretty cool, hand-painted with the band's logos, with batteries included. What would you want? What could you possibly want more of? It's funny now that, I mean, I was a kid in the 80s, so it's funny to see, born in the 70s, a kid in the 80s, funny to see the retroness of my early childhood coming out and being in vogue. And also just my early sort of teens and adulthood. All the Doc Martens are coming back in. Everyone's all about tapes nowadays. It's quite funny how cyclic the fashions and trends are. Well, I'm going to keep the music going because I've got a lot ahead of me and I've got a few things I want to talk to you later on, but I thought I would keep the funness going with Peter Bjorn and John, the Swedish indie rock band that were huge in 2011, sort of 2012-ish. They've sort of been a bit quiet of late, so all I'm assuming is that they've got something in the works that they're cooking on, and hopefully it'll be simmering away and ready like a souffle soon enough. They've been around since 1999, and they're from Stockholm. Young Folks, which is probably the song that everybody remembers with the whistling, was directed by one of the members of Shout Out Louds, another great band. The song I'm playing for you today is Blue Period Picasso, and that comes from their fourth album, Living Thing. Their sixth album and their most recent album is Gimme Some, which was released in 2011. So as I said before, they are way overdue for some new music. So I hope something's come soon, because I do love the Peter, Bjorn and John. They were actually involved in a comp CD called Indie Rocks to Stop Malaria. So the other Canadian that's really involved in that is Rick Mercer. He has that Spread the Net campaign each year where he gets a lot of universities, high schools, primary schools involved to fundraise to provide nets for malaria stricken areas around the world, and one net costs $10. So I just wanted to give you some background. Malaria actually constantly threatens half of the world's population and kills almost one people every year, and 90% of them in sub-Saharan Africa. So even though we don't have a malaria issue here, it is a global issue that we all have to support and get rid of, or at least protect these people that are in these horrendous areas. 8 out of 10 malaria deaths are children under 5, which are usually the case of the most vulnerable are usually affected for these. So Stop Malaria Now is a consortium of 10 health and development NGOs from Europe, Africa and US. So their intention is to raise public awareness on malaria as a global health problem and mobilise respective support for stronger political, financial and strategic commitments in order to achieve the health-related Millennium Development Goals. And if you haven't heard of the Millennium Development Goals, they were actually started in 2000. And they're actually, their deadline is 2015. I'll get some information for you while you guys are listening to the next little bit so I can give you some idea of what they've been trying to achieve, or what global leaders have apparently been trying to achieve. But without further ado, I'm going to put on Blue Period Picasso. This is Are You Aware on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I'm a blue period Picasso, stuck on a wall in the middle of a hall in Barcelona, trying to figure out how to get down, 'cause this solitude is bringing me down. The paintings around me, they don't understand me. I'm a bit too early, I'm seen as development during adolescence. Japanese toys. The gods will notice, 'cause I'm so hopeless. Take me wherever you originally came from. You will be famous, seen in the headlines. Though you just kindly stole my heart.
See in the headlines.
Solitude is bringing me down. It's just a part of what I am. It's just a part of my beating heart. Beating for you. So I beg you, please, please wrap me up. Please take me up. Please hold me close onto your breast. Run down the stairs, out in open air. Away from the ladies, the Japanese toys. The gods will notice, 'cause I'm so hopeless. Take me wherever you originally came from. You will be famous, seen in the headlines. Though you just kindly stole my heart.
See in the headlines.
Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
I laugh, but I watch.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Your mother and father walked out of the city, bound together as they were bound to be. Pull a fortune from a river, drank the syrup from the tree. Kith and kin, when the ice gets thin, we'll forage and we'll fin. As you deliver, we'll begin to deliver them. Your father on the radio, your mother on the hill, put these words together with their bodies and there will kith and kin. When the ice gets thin, we'll forage and we'll fend. As you deliver, we'll begin to deliver them. Show your faces, hear the sound. There's a new king coming round. Mother and father walked out of the city, bound together as they were bound to be, to build a bed for a new beginning of driftwood and fallen leaves.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard from Guelph's Ontario's Constantines. They've been around for quite some time, formed in 1999, and they've been off doing their own thing for a little while, but they did announce in February of this year that they would be reuniting for several live shows leading up to the 11th anniversary of the release of Shine a Light, which is fantastic. They're actually going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on October 8th. So if you love the Constantines, it's going to be a great show and you should totally check it out. Now, the Constantines have been involved in something pretty cool with another fantastic, actually local BC band, the New Pornographers, and I have their new song for you later on, so don't tune you off, please stay on and you'll hear the New Pornographers' new song. They were actually two of 20 bands at the centre of a design collaboration between InSound, an online indie music store, and design studio The Small Stakes. It was called the InSound 20, which features iconic designs for 20 of this indie music store's favorite bands, including Death Cab for Cutie, Jose Gonzalez, Peter Bjorn and John, who we heard before, Spoon, The Decemberists, and The Great Beirut. Basically, they had designs that were silk screened onto American Apparel t-shirts and hoodies, and a bunch of posters as well. The 21st design was sold and had all the names of all the bands on included. And the proceeds from the bands went to 826 NYC, which provides free literacy programs for kids in New York City, which is very, very cool. In the middle there, we had Yamataka and Sonic Titan with their song Seasickness Part 1 from their most recent album. Now, these guys are actually a music and performance art collective. They're a duo formed in Montreal, Quebec, and are now in Toronto. The group was originally conceived while Cato Atwood and Alaska B were art students at Concordia University. As an art project based around exploring and subverting the cultural signifiers of their shared Asian-Canadian heritage. Ah, the heat's getting to me. Not that it's that hot today. They present two distinct versions of their work. One is conceptualized as a large-scale theatrical performance art project, and the other is a touring rock band, which they describe as NOH Wave, which is a pun on no theatre and no wave style of experimental underground music. Their first theatrical work was a drag rock opera called 33, and they premiered it at the Toronto Buddies in Bad Times Theatre as part of the 2012 Rhubarb Festival. They've released their first album, YTST, and that was shortlisted for the 2012 Polaris Music Prize. And Uzu, their second album, was released at the end of last year in October and is long-listed nominee for the 2014 Polaris Music Prize, which is very damn cool. Now, earlier I was just talking about the Millennium Development Goals, and if you've not heard of them, they're actually 8 international development goals that were established following the Millennium Summit of the United Nations in 2000. So they're in a United Nations directive. Following the adoption of the United Nations Millennium Declaration, all 189 United Nations member states at the time, there are 193 currently, and at least 23 international organizations committed to help achieving the following Millennium Development Goals by, as I said, 2015, which is next year. So the first one was to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. The second, to achieve universal primary education. Three was to provide gender equality and empower women. Four, to reduce child mortality. Five, to improve maternal health and of obviously pregnant women as well. Six, to combat HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. And seven, to ensure environmental sustainability. And lastly, to develop a global partnership for development. Now, how do you think these Millennium Development Goals have been achieved? They are. Obviously, some are getting some really great work if you reflect from 2000, but there is still a long way to go with a few of them, specifically environmental sustainability and such a hotbed issue in Canada right now, as obviously one of the main beacons of Canadian of environmental sustainability in the 90s. Unfortunately, Canada has fallen right through the cracks in the 2000s and 2010s. And it's nowhere is it more highlighted at than in the movie called Revolution, which is a Robb Stark movie. You might remember him from that movie around overfishing, and obviously he was a huge proponent of getting rid of shark fin soup advocating to eradicate shark fin soup. His new movie, I caught half of it the other day, called Revolution, and it's extremely interesting and eye-opening and a really inspirational documentary. I recommend everybody go online and check it out or download it or try and find it somewhere and watch it, because it's extremely interesting, extremely scary, but gives you a lot of hope. And I'm going to talk more about that in the next little bit, specifically around deforestation, which is a huge issue globally and definitely a huge issue here in Canada, where unfortunately a lot of the natural forest has been cut down to increase mining initiatives throughout the country, which is not cool. Anyway, we're going to keep the music going for you. The next musician I have for your lovely hearing pleasure is Louise Byrne. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter, formerly a member of the band Lilacs. She released her debut album, Melodrama, that's right, Mellow, M-E-L-L-O-W, on April 5th, 2011, and that was not longlisted for the Polaris Music Prize as well. Her second album is The Midnight Mass, which was released in July of 2013, and she's playing Squamish Music Festival on August 8th. So without further ado, this is Louise Burns with her song Emeralds Shatter from The Midnight Mass. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Carrie Sirwetnik, and I'm a former national team soccer player and founder of Why the Women's World Cup Matters. In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than 1% earn a living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
My name is Jim!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
I guess he's got what it takes.
listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and this is Are You Aware? Music that has something to say with you for the next 40 minutes. We just heard Lee Paradise with his song Breaker from his new album, Water Palace Kingdom. What a lovely name for an album. He's been around for a while, and this actual album was released in April of this year, so only a couple of months old. He's the alter ego of Toronto musician Daniel Lee of Hooded Fang and Fedre. He's coming off a Hooded Fang tour. He actually got a nasty flu and wrote and recorded his debut LP, Water Palace Kingdom, which we just heard, over the course of a week. It's amazing. I'm always so mystified how creative some people can be, and that they actually write a whole album within a week, or a song like some of the most amazing songs ever written have been written in 20 minutes and things like that. So he must have been hallucinating over NyQuil or something like that to put that that fantastic bit of music together. In the middle there, we had three girls from the Vancouver downtown east side. They are called the Courtneys, and they're getting a lot of buzz right now. Their recent single that was released in January called Lost Boys is what we just heard. And I'm quite certain, I don't know for sure, I'm not going to say it's 100%, but I am quite certain that song has some kind of inspiration coming from the film The Lost Boys that was out in the 80s. With Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick and the two Coreys, and such a great angsty vampire movie. So delicious. Now, before I get on to the new music that I've got coming up for you, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about deforestation. Now, I was saying in the last break that Revolution, that Canadian documentarian Rob Stark, this is his second movie and a fantastic movie at that. And some of the stats that I garnered off this, the half of the documentary that I watched the other night, because I missed the first half and I'm really looking forward to watching the whole thing again. But there's some scary statistics out there, and I don't want you to think that, oh my gosh, this is way too much than any of us can ever hope to achieve. But there is so much momentum going around with regards to protecting the environment, looking after our finite resources, and hopefully tipping the scale back into a more cohesive, symbiotic relationship between humans and the earth. Now, 75% of the world's forest has gone due to deforestation. That's it. It's over. And we only have a mere 25% of it remaining, which is really scary. Madagascar has lost over 90% of its forest, which is just brutal. Now, I know that a lot of people think, well, a lot of these forests aren't being cut down in my neck of the woods. Sorry the pun. Why should I bother? But what we have to realize, trees are the vital organ of our planet, and we need them for survival. The weather revolves around what trees give out, obviously oxygen, all that sort of CO2. It's the filtering system that really makes, obviously, our lives here on the planet able to continue, as well as the diversity, and not only the biodiversity, but just the diversity of the locations and the beauty of it, the beauty of the forest, along with all the animals and all the amazing plants in it. Now, obviously, they control climate cycle, water, they protect soil, and obviously store carbon. Now, they also produce 40% of the world's oxygen. So when you think of that, and you think of that in relation to 25%, that's all that's left. And yet every single day, more forests are being slashed and burnt. Half the time because of mining interests, the other half the time because they're usually in countries where poor people, countries where there's not enough economic support for everyday people to get ahead in life. And they basically have no other option than to slash and burn and cultivate the land for farming and what have you. So there's a lot of, it's a complex issue, but there's a lot of things that we can do. Plant to Plant for the Earth is a great organization, and I'll put that up on the website along with along with Revolution. I've already done that on our Facebook page. But I just want you to think of, you know, when you're out and about, try and think about the forest, think about planting a tree, thinking about how do my impacts, what do I do in my everyday life that can impact deforestation? Because if we lose the forest, we ain't got nowhere else to go, and this will be a catastrophe beyond monumental scale. So get educated, find out. The easiest way to go is go to the Revolution movie website. You can find out more information about that. And then obviously the other great thing is talk and write and sign petitions to your politicians. They are our glorified public servants, and they need to hear what we want, which is obviously environmental sustainability and reclaiming the forest for the trees instead of for human interests. So without further ado, I am going to play the new Pornographers song. They have a new album out, well, soon to have a new album out. It's called Brill Bruises. Now, they're actually playing this weekend. I know I've gone nearly a whole hour without talking about the wonderful music festivals that are going on this weekend. We've got two. We've got the Old Faithful Vancouver Folk Festival, which has got some fantastic local bands and international artists. That's happening down at Jericho Beach, and what a great festival that is. Pity the weather is not going to be cooperating with us this week, but what can you do? You can't control the weather. And then obviously Pemberton Music Festival is back after a few years of hiatus. It's back and bigger than ever, and that's this weekend. So New Pornographers will be playing there. Their most recent album, which was the fifth album, was released a few years ago, called Together. Now, they, if you're not sure, one of the members, Lynn Calder, her mother unfortunately died of ALS, which is a very, very horrific disease and fatal, which attacks the neurons of the brain and spinal cord. She's actually, the New Pornographers are involved with the Yellowbird Project, where they've designed their own t-shirt, and if you buy it online, the money will go to help ALS Foundation. So there's a lot of good ways to get involved. But without further ado, this is the new album. It's going to be released in a few months. This is the first song off the new album, called Brill Bruises. You're on CITR, Are You Aware? 101.9 Vancouver.
Shut up! How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Chocolate. gone, I can see you in the night. Walk on, walk on.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. So we have 20 minutes left before Darren G is in the house with Stereoscopic Redoubt, which is a great show that's been around for a little while, and you should definitely check it out. Now, before I move on to the next music, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the band that we just heard, The Hidden Cameras. That was from their 2009 album, their album Origin Orphan, and that song was Walk On. What a fantastic song. It's very anthemic, and it kind of reminds me a bit of Joy Division, just a little bit, just a smidgy, smidgy, smidge. I don't want to get people upset saying that doesn't sound anything like Joy Division. It just reminds me a little bit. Origin Orphan was actually their fifth album. This band's been around since 2001 and have released 8 albums, and they reside in Toronto. They have 3 albums on and an EP, all on Rough Trade Records. Their most recent album, Age, was actually released in January of this year. So go out, check a little bit more out about The Hidden Cameras, because they are fantastic. In the middle there, we had Deer Hunter with their most recent album of Monomania with Pensacola. Great song. Love that. That was their 6th studio album release and was released in May 2013, which is very they're pretty much due in about a year for a new album, I reckon. That's just my my timeline for them. They've been around in a lot of cool things, but the most recently, they actually, in 2013, was headlined and curated All Tomorrow's Party, which was a music festival held in England in June last year. It's actually named after the song All Tomorrow's Party by Velvet Underground and was founded by Barry Hogan in 1999. So it's trying to be a little bit on, I guess, the left side of festivals, if you want to say that. It's a sponsorship-free festival where the organizers and artists stay in the same accommodation as the fans. So a bit more interactive, less pushing down your throat of brands and logos and, you know, staying authentic to the music. Now, we're going on a little nostalgia trip for the next 10 to 15 minutes, probably 10 minutes. Well, my last song's a bit nostalgic too. I wanted to really highlight some songs over the years that have had a huge impact in the generations that they've been released in. So the first song that I wanted to play for you today was Volunteers by Jefferson Airplane, a huge album released in 1969. It was their sixth album and pretty much became one of the songs, the noted songs for Vietnam and the war in Vietnam and peace and all that stuff that was around in the late 60s, early 70s. It was actually, the album was intended to be Volunteers of America with a K, but after objections from the non-profit group Volunteers of America, the name was shortened to just Volunteers. Obviously, the lyrics are extremely anti-war. That's why I like it, and that's why I wanted to play it for you today. Like I said, a bit of a nostalgia trip for the next three songs. This song was actually, or the album was in 2003, ranked number 317 on Rolling Stone magazine list of 500 greatest albums of all time. So without further ado, here's Jefferson Airplane on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens. Thank you.
guitar of Mike, three. Guitar Mike.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that song doesn't really need much introduction. That was Billie Holiday from 1939. What a fantastic blues artist with her song, and pretty controversial at the time, called Strange Fruit, basically condemning American racism and in particular the lynching of African Americans. I don't have much time left, so I'm going to whiz through it. In the middle there, you heard Richard Pierce Havens, aka Richie Havens, with his song Freedom, Motherless Child. That was from the Woodstock performance, which skyrocketed him into fame and notoriety. Now, before I go, I have one last song that I wanted to play. I was lucky enough to go and see the Wu-Tang Clan at the Orpheum Theatre a few weeks ago. And if you didn't know, I actually contribute to a review blog. It's called Concert Addicts. This is shameless plugging, I know. I wrote a review about it. If you want to check it out, go to Concert Addicts and type in Wu-Tang Clan review. But it got me inspired to play a song, so I thought I'd say sayonara for 2 weeks. Be good to one another, and I'm leaving you with Wu-Tang's Reunited from their Wu-Tang Forever. Bye for now.
Enigma, pistol, fertilize your stigma, stink box, order from Pink Dot, MCs get stuck on ink blocks, airsoft plug to the sink box, who take it crop, take your brain on space warp, talk strange like New York, great hero Jim Thorpe, how can I put it, life is like video footage, hard to edit, directors, they never understood it, too impulsive, my deadly corrosive dosage, attack when you least notice, through explosive postage, I don't play, the rap souffle, saute for the day, rule zigzag, zig A, leg, leg, arm, head, spread like plague, we drink Hennessy by the check. I got the golden egg plus the goose, 80 proof, absolute, mixed with cranberry fruit juice, ginseng boost, I got your neck in the noose, keep my money wrinkled, the rap